Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. Nicole, let me bring you on. Nicole, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay. From what I hear, people are still on the other phone line. They're still on the other show, well, the earlier show or whatever. If you guys are in the chat room, tell everybody to please get on over here. It's called The Recap. If you're in the chat room and you still hear people talking because they're saying Tony is still talking, somebody let Tony know that that show is not even being broadcasted. It's just sitting there, and he needs to be over on this end. If you're in the chat room, again, clear, refresh your page or whatever, and click on the one that's called The Recap. Oh. Hold on, I'm getting a message. Why is it a kiki? What is going on? Are you on this show or the other show?
Who was that?
My partner in crime. Okay, you're on this one? Yes or no?
Okay, now you said go to the recap.
No, you don't have to go, Nicole, because you're live on the air. And you should be in the same chat room.
Okay.
That's for the people that are actually listening from their computers. They may be still listening to the other one. So just refresh. The numbers are starting to build again. So the child, this is, I'm all over the place. Let me get this girl back on the phone.
Oh, God. I have so much to say.
You said you have so much to say?
Yes. It's so, oh, God. Oh, God. segment. Let me cool my glass.
Girl. But you know what? It's always something after a major ball. It's always something that's happened.
I just go too far. Yeah, I'm okay, Father. I'm okay. I'm just getting it together. Did you get that
cigarette? I know that's right. 365 days. A mess. I told you, baby. Oh, girl, her cell phone.
Yeah.
And I can't even get to it to hang up on it. So when are we going to have to listen to her voicemail? Well, I'm going to have to start hanging up on people. If I start hanging up on you, please call back, because I need to organize this board.
I had to get me to, like, cigarettes, you know. Oh, boy. I'm watching everybody in the chat room.
What's up? This is Kelly, and it's the best moment. I can't get to this call. So what you can do is leave a name, a number, and a message, and I'll get back to you at my receiving it. Thank you.
If you're getting hung up on, that's because I'm trying to get to Kelly's number.
Entry. Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up, or for delivery options, press pound.
Oops. Hey.
All right. Kelly, girl, pick up your phone.
I'm watching the chat room, Chanel for Life.
Okay, there she goes. Kelly.
Facebook, Toy Boy.
Where's she at? Oh, girl. So, chat room, what did you think about the first hour and a half of the show?
No, I'm just looking in the chat room. I'm just looking at all of y'all and y'all statements and how y'all feel about the situation. That's it. Hi, Clayton. I'm sorry. I saw you before, but Father Tony was talking. What's going on? What's popping? Sometimes. I was just in Philadelphia. I'm going to Baltimore. It depends on what I'm feeling. It's not my life. I don't want to get caught up in stuff like this.
Hello.
All right,
your
you're
mother.
Back.
Already on the phone line.
She is.
Well,
a
hang up. I couldn't. I told you, girl. You couldn't. You couldn't catch it.
Oh.
Wait. What's your? Okay. If you're on the phone line, no. Hang up and. I mean, click over and go back to the other one.
But it's already. I already hung up the phone because she said you called me back.
Okay. Forget it.
Okay. Cause she got called for.
Yeah. It's. This board is freezing up and everything. All right, so the chat room says y'all didn't give Kelly a chance to talk and blah, blah, blah. So where do you guys want to go with this?
Who is this contentious? What's this contentious? Where was that old queen?
Hello?
Yeah.
Because she is fierce.
Okay. Yeah. Can y'all hear me? Is everybody back on the phone line?
Yeah,
it's just
back
you,
on
me,
the
and
line.
Nicole.
Okay, well, I understand everything that the icon Tony Revlon was saying, but my whole situation and my whole point of the situation that I was trying to say before I was cut off is I have been the mother of this house. I have been the New York City mother for a year. I have been the overall East Coast mother for the last 9 months. When anybody chops any of my kids, I don't go up there and I don't ask them anything. I don't question them. I don't ask them anything. I tell my children, they chopped you, they chopped you. I don't feel what I'm on the judge's channel. I don't care if it's a mother, a father, an icon, an overseer, anybody should ask me my opinion on why I chopped anyone. And then for them to ask me my opinion why I chopped someone, and then for me to say I chopped them because I'm looking at the category the way the category is supposed to be brought, and we need to get the politics out of the ballroom scene and all types of things and stop letting these girls go through, and then for a leader of a house to tell me that they have been letting you through for years, and disrespected me. And I don't feel that I should be disrespected by anyone for any means or any way, so therefore, okay? Because I don't question anybody when they chop my children. I don't come up there and I don't ask because I don't care why. A chop is a chop when it comes to my child, okay? And I don't do, we don't do redemption when a Mizrahi gets chopped at any Mizrahi ball or any one of Jack Rumble's ball. There is no redemption for Mizrahi. There's redemption for everybody else. Mizrahis don't get redemption, but everybody else gets redemption. So I don't think anybody should question me and ask me why I chop anybody. If the child wants to know why I chopped them at the end of the night, it's been many kids that have came up to me and asked me why I chopped them, and I told them exactly why I chopped them, and then they hit me up on MySpace and speak to me after and tell you, Kelly, you were absolutely right. I don't feel any judge or any parent should come up to me while I'm sitting on the judge's panel and ask me why I chopped their child. Okay? That's how I feel about the situation. And I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to dwell on the situation. Just like when I need to speak to man, I have man's number in my phone, or I'll call Aisha, or I'll call one of the other prodigies and get man's number so I can speak to him. Man could have did the same thing and called any one of his members that knows me, that he knows that I associate with, and got my number. He did not have to call to Jack or Andre to get my number. I am a grown-ass woman. I am 33 years old. He don't need to call anyone to get my number. He could have called around, and somebody would have gladly gave him my number. But I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to dwell on that situation all night long because I still have other things, we still have other things that we have to talk about.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message,
that's your voice
press
now.
1. To delete Ouch. And re-record your message, press 3.
Okay,
for delivery actions, press 4.
Well, let's let that
message,
hang up.
Press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
That's a long-ass message I'm having with my answering machine. But that's how I feel about the situation. I respect everything. I respect everything that Tony says and everything. But you know,
and re-record your message. All right.
Well,
for delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Replay your message.
Oh,
shit. Oh, wow. To your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Press pound on their phone. What's my phone?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I don't think we're going to hear it no more.
Okay.
All right, Kelly, listen. Listen. People in the chat room, I know a lot of people want to get on the whole booty topic and stuff, and we are going to get into that. But I think that, you know, we need to just kind of figure out what we can do to try to, you know, eliminate this happening from again. You know, is it a way that, you know, you and the person, like, what do you think could have been avoided between you and man? Do you think that he...
I don't even want to talk about that topic anymore. Because out of respect for myself and out of respect for the icon Tony, I'll wait, and because I know that man has a job along with myself, I'll wait till sometime tomorrow afternoon, and I have man's number in my phone, and I will text man and tell him when's the best time for him to call me, and we will talk as leaders about the situation.
Well,
and I'm going to be respectful.
The day of the ball, and y'all came up here, and y'all gave these people all what they want, and they gave, and you still haven't...
It could have been done after the ball. But, you know, like Tony said, when people hold things in, things happen, and that's what happened. And regardless of the fact of us
so
talking
you're
before...
you saying that you actually had suppressed it, some feelings?
No, I didn't, first of all, Nicole, I never suppressed it anything because I wasn't judging at the icon ball. I didn't suppress anything. I didn't have an issue. I don't have issues with the prodigy
All right, okay, Kelly, if us were... Lower your voice and calm down. Don't get excited. And now listen to this. What was the problem? Now listen to my question. That when he said something, your defense mechanism went up so high that you jumped up out of your chair. Where did that come from?
Because he questioned me about the situation, and then when I said no, when I jumped out the chair, because I was sitting in the chair, and he asked me, why did I chop her? I said, because Witch Queen and Drag don't have acrylic tips. And then I said, what I said after that was, this is the problem, y'all need to stop questioning people and just letting girls get through, because girls been getting through for years. And then what he said to me, that triggered my other Gemini side to come out, well, bitch, you've been getting through for fucking years.
Okay, we're going to stop it there. So
well, I don't even
bottom
want to
line is, bottom, let me finish. Bottom line is, we know what caused it. You said something, he said something, you jumped up, you guys should have squashed it at the ball, but you said that you're going to stand up, and tomorrow, sometime during the day, you are going to text him, and as leaders, you guys are going to try to work this out where it doesn't have to happen again. That's what we need to look forward to. Hopefully, that's where it'll be. You know, we can get over this, and that'll be that.
Mr. Man
in the chat room is asking, and I'm going to clarify it, why can't he call Andre or Jack about Kelly's issues? And the reason why is because Kelly feels that she is a leader. Why are you going to call somebody else when you're grown enough you can actually talk to her?
Paris Hilton, I'm not to interrupt you. Paris Hilton, you're about to be out this room. One more time. I'm not going to entertain the thought to go at it with you. You think you Paris Hilton? You're going to be Paris Hilton for real. This out this room.
Okay, and Nicole and Jasmine, let me let y'all know how real the situation is. Because, Nicole, you have been my sister for years, along with Jasmine. I have nothing against the Prodigies. I had nothing against the Prodigies at the Icon Ball. I had nothing against the Prodigies this weekend. And I picked that on motherfucking Barbara Dolores Hunter, that I have nothing against the Prodigies. So y'all know I'm being motherfucking real about the situation. Hello?
I'm listening to you. This chat room just really made me just go for it, because I'm not playing with them right now. And these girls in these distant screen names. If you want some of this, say your fucking name, bitch. You know mine.
Okay.
I see what y'all saying in the chat room. He called to get the number. I understand. And okay, so that's what they're saying is, why shouldn't man call Jack or Andre to get your number, Kelly? And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, they have a right to call. When people try to reach me about issues, people call Andre and Andre or confirm, you know, Jasmine so-and-so wants you to call them. Or the same thing with Kelly, you know, Jasmine so-and-so wants you to call them. So, you know, I guess that's how it should work. So I think that's where they were going with that. But enough is enough about that. Hopefully you guys can square that away tomorrow on your own and put an end to this, because we don't need to continue with this. And
period,
the bottom line
period.
Is hopefully,
not
you know,
just on
hopefully.
The show, but period. We don't need to go through that, period. Because what I wanted to say just before y'all go off that topic, it's a triangle. Kelly, it's a triangle. So you damn if you do. If you're respecting Tony and Paul Vicon, that's the grandpa. I respect him just as much as you respect him. And these are his children. So when your children is going at it with him, then you got to think about where would that put y'all? And what that is, no, people with so much connection here that we're going to have to learn how to humble ourselves. And you are a leader. You are the mother.
Nicole, you know what, Nicole? Let me tell you something. Andre and Jack and Jasmine has made me the most humblest person there is, Nicole. And that's what the problem is, right? This is what I look at the problem as. They have made me such a humble person. Because, Nicole, you know, bitch, I didn't even let a bitch even utter a word or say anything. They have turned me into a humble motherfucking lady. And I think the boss is taking Jack and Jasmine and Andre, turning me into a humble motherfucking mother for being a punk pussy-ass bitch. And I think it's time that I motherfucking lash out and let a bitch motherfucking know that motherfucking Mother U-Haul is still in my motherfucking blood system, and I can still kick a bitch motherfucking ass from time to fucking time.
Well, On that note, can we move into the rumble?
Do you have any callers? I know all those listeners. Ain't nobody pressing one.
The phone lines are so packed that the
why aren't y'all pressing one? I don't like ask about me. She's about to get it. This chat room is
okay.
Really
well, you know what? I'm not even child. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna nip the whole thing in the bud. Since anybody want to know the whole situation that happened at the Rumble Ball, because we're not gonna go into whole deep details of the situation. The whole situation is, I talked to the icon, the grandfather James Caan, about the situation, and I told him how about the situation. My kids never threw that bottle at the Caan child that was standing in front of them, okay? We're going to get to this bottom. Father Camilo Blahnik threw the bottle over my kids to the child, and that's how the situation happened. And for Booty to be a phony bitch, and every time he see me, he comes up to me and want to say, oh, what up, East Coast and all types of shit, Miss A. And then for that whole situation to happen, because I tapped that child and asked him to move out the way, and then he jumped in my girlfriend's face because he thought that Dana wanted to throw the bottle at him. That wasn't the whole situation. Camaro threw the thing. And for Booty to be a phony bitch or to be the high or what the fuck that he's high on and to say that he been wanting to fight me for fucking years, like I told James Icard, my kids will stand to the side. The car will stand to the side, and if Booty wants me, like he said he'd been wanting me for so many years, me and him could tear it down one-on-one. James said it could happen, and that's the way it's going to motherfucking happen. So when he see me and I see him, that's what's going to happen. And you know bitches don't need to know anything about the whole motherfucking situation, and I already spoke to James about the situation. And that's what's going to fucking happen. He want me, since he want me for all these years, he going to have me when he motherfucking see me and I decide to come the fuck out. He's going to have me. The cars are going to stand to the side. The Miss Rice is going to stand to the side. And we're going to tear it down like two motherfucking niggas. And that's the whole situation. And we're not talking about anything else. Now, if any callers want to call in and talk about what happened.
It ain't going to be like that. The show will just be over with now. It ain't going to even go down like that. What the hell you mean that you and Booty gonna fight? But this is not playground. This is not as an after school special. Y'all gonna fight. Yet the cons are gonna stand to the side. The Miseratis are gonna stand to the side. That shit is not gonna happen. Y'all not two niggas that gonna be sitting there fighting each other like that.
Now, chat room was given, they said, Kelly battle this one. Let's dig.
Listen, let me tell you something, right? Okay? That whole incident that happened had nothing to do with me or my children that happened because my children was not the one that threw the bottle. Somebody that was in
okay,
our
so Kelly, so Kelly, the bottom line is the ball's happening and somebody threw a bottle on the floor and Booty thought it was the Miseratis that threw it, and he jumped in y'all face or whatever, but it really wasn't the Miseratis, it was Camaro. And then Booty tells you, I've been wanting a part of you for years, and not now. Now, I'm going to take over. I'm getting phone calls at 6 o'clock in the morning about this going on, how the cons are outside in the parking lot waiting for you and the Miseratis to come out, and how one of your personal gay children are giving tasers and stun guns to Booty to attack you, and this is what the ballroom is coming to?
Yes, this is exactly what the ballroom is coming to, but trust me, every motherfucking dog has their motherfucking day, bitch, and trust me, okay? Let me put it to you like this, right? Every representative needs to call Andre or Jack or Cabbage and Dexter have my number. Cabbage and Dexter, one of them needs to call my phone so I can speak because when my kids see Anthony Ebony, they go to attack him for giving motherfucking Booty Caan a stun gun to motherfucking stun me and he was supposed to be my motherfucking gay child. Okay, so one of the Ebony representatives needs to call me because Anthony, the treasure snatcher, because my kid is going to attack him. My kid is going to attack him, so one of the Ebony representatives needs to take and give me a motherfucking call because it's going to be motherfucking total motherfucking chaos.
Okay, so this is where I say enough is enough. This is why I say that I'm tired. And I understand this person has instant messaged me, and they keep saying the same thing over and over again, close it down, close it down, close it down. It's like it's so draining. Now, for you to sit here, no matter what Kelly is, no matter what Kelly portrays herself as, no matter how big her mouth is, why is there a group of people that are trying to attack you, and why are they trying to stun gun you and all the rest of that stuff? I think James Caan is the most beautifulest person. He has a beautiful relationship with me, and I know that this is not what he stands for. So why? How is this happening? I just don't understand.
I spoke to James, and me and James spoke for about an hour, and he said he spoke to the Caan because he heard about the whole situation. Only thing they knew, and so he spoke to me, was that the Caan and the Mizrahis was arguing. None of the Caans knew what was going on or why they was arguing or what was going on. They just knew we was arguing. Nobody never knew that it was a motherfucker, that we were dealing with Geico, and it was a middleman inside the motherfucking situation until we got in the motherfucking Caan, and the kids told me Camaro was the one that threw the bottle over the motherfucking Mizrahis, and that's why the motherfucking Caan boy turned around and jumped up into my girlfriend's motherfucking face. Hello?
I hear you.
And so that's how the whole situation happened. And then for Booty to be on whatever he was on and to be phony and sit there after you just see me, because we were staying in the same hotel, oh, what up, East Coast, and you know, and all of this stuff that you want me for years, that was ridiculous and phony. And then for that phony-ass motherfucking bitch, Anthony motherfucking Ebony, to take and give Booty a stun gun to motherfucking stun me, and you're supposed to be my child. I'm going to show you exactly what my real kids can motherfucking do.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
God.
Well, Kelly, personally, between you and I, and it's no shade towards Anthony, because I don't know what happened. I don't even know Anthony like that, but I've told you this time and time again, Kelly. When you can't trust what's going on in your own home or your surroundings, you shouldn't have a surrounding or have anybody in your own home. A lot of people say, Jasmine, you live all the way in Florida. Or when they come by, they say, oh, Jasmine, your house is so nice, but it's so quiet. Nobody ever comes here. That's the way I like it. I can't have a whole bunch of people that I don't trust around me. I can't have a whole bunch of people in and out my doors, knocking at my doors. I'm sorry if you're going through something, I'll try my best to reach out to you, but I'm not going to sit here and continue to open my door to somebody, and then they constantly either turn their back on me, steal from me, or give somebody a stun gun to fuck me up with at a ball. I would rather have nobody around me. And I told you this before, you just need to watch your surroundings, and you need to start clearing it up. And you have listened, and I have noticed that you have started clearing it up. Unfortunately, shit happens like this, and it opens your eyes, and maybe that is something that's going to open your eyes and say, now I know why I've been cleaning up lately, because this is what's happening. I'm not saying it's true or not, because I wasn't there to know if Anthony did that, but the bottom line is, this is what's being brought to our attention, and something really needs to give. Something really needs to give, because you are a female figure, I am sure, and it's no shade towards nobody, but I am sure that nobody wants, nobody like. They're not going to allow no butch queen to go down to Atlanta and stun gun Portia or Jasmine or Shay Shay or anything. The female figures in Atlanta have a lot of respect. I think all the females and figures all over should get the same type of respect. And I think it's really going a little too far. And I just think it's a mess.
Yeah, it is. It's life. It's a circle. It's a circle of life. And you live, and you let me tell you something. What Jasmine had here told me, I have heard from numerous of people. Right? And I sit, and you know, I listen to what people tell me, but I have to, I'm the type of person is that I have to really get something. Something has to really get me for it to open my eyes, for me to really realize what the situation is. I'm not going to judge somebody on what other people say because they had something with the situation with somebody. And so that's how I look at the situation. But now when I got the situation from a reliable source that I know is in the in my circle of life, I know that the situation was definitely fucking true.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to rectify it. Trust me. Trust me, I'm going to rectify the situation. Because the person that gave me the situation, I know that they're in my circle of life. And the girls don't even know that these girls are in my circle of life. And they told me the situation about Anthony passing this man, the sun god, to sun me. But, you know, it's like, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nicole, you and I talk for a second. What do you think it is? Is it the way Kelly is portrayed in the scene? Is it Kelly's past? Is it Kelly's mouth? Is it Kelly's the center of attention on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
I think it's a collective of a lot of things put together. But when it comes down to, oh my God, I just can't. No, Kelly, no, because when it comes down, okay, the Anthony thing just really took me for a loop. That just really took me for a loop. But when it comes down to Kelly and. I feel, and this is honestly, I can't say no shade because me and Kelly has been sisters way before anybody tried to accept her to be in anything. We would go through it when we were young for years. And I think that Kelly is demanding a respect as her being the mother of the house of East, the mother, East Coast mother of the house of Mizrahi. And because she is the mother, she feels that she should be respected on the same level as every legend and icon. But I think all the other legends and icons are feeling, and I'm not speaking for them, but this is just my preconceived notions, that she's not on their level, and we are respecting her because she is the mother of the house of Mizrahi. So that's why Jack and Andre was called, because when you talk about history, Jack, Andre, Mann, and all of them, they would be on the same level. Kelly is deserving of the respect because, yes, she is Mother East Coast, but she does not have the same experience, Jasmine. And that's causing the flicture right there. I don't think that Tony comes to Kelly and say, well, we're on the same level. I think he comes to Kelly because he respects her because she is the mother of the house. Because Kelly and Tony is not on the same level to me. And I'm not on the same level to any one of these people. I don't know about what's going on with Booty and them, so I don't know what's coming, but to demand it all of them when I was young, man, was older. I don't care how old we are in age. Our experience, these are more experienced people who have been there. There is a certain way you should be talked to. Yes. There is a time and place for everything. Yes, I totally agree. But to go off, and then mind you got it, when this is what keeps the conflict going, because nobody wants to humble herself. Kelly's not going to back down because she feels that she's on this level and this is what she should be respected for. And they're saying, no, 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 she's not on our level. She's the mother of the house of Mizrahi, but she's not on the level of the icons and the rest of them. And she feels, now this is where I said about the years in the past. I think that comes up now because that's what makes her so defensive. Because we both have had it hard. And the same people could be the same people that given us hard, because that's the way the lifestyle goes. You know, criticism is a bitch. And she gets very defensive fast. And that's where it just all goes completely out of proportion. Kelly and we says it should not be you battle man, you battle booty, you battle the cons, because you want to be respected as the mother of the house of Mizrahi East Coast, and you are the mother, and you don't need no secret services, and you don't need none of those things, because that alone gives you the title to be respected. But your experience is not the same as Mann and Tony and Jay. I would never think that in my head. Now, I'm going to say what I want to say. There's a way of saying it. I'm going to voice my opinion. Anybody that knows anything about me, I'm going to say it. But it's just a certain way on how to do anything. So when she comes out, like, with this burst of anger, they really retaliate because, like, you notice what he kept saying? She is not going to disrespect me on this show. He felt disrespected. She felt disrespected at the board. They had a situation. He felt that now that's personal to him. Like, why? Because him and Kelly does not have the same resume, and they do not have the same experience. And before Kelly became the mother of any house, he was already the father of one. So it is a certain point, and, you know, where you have to, you know, just it's just good to humble yourself, because Jasmine, if she goes at it with men and them and everything, how come y'all notice every time you go at it with one of our kids, Grandpa get on his phone? Because those are his kids. So now he's going to come, and he wants to talk to you, Kelly, because he respects you. Like you said, he always respects you. But now you're going off. I will get my kids to fuck them up, da la la. Now what happened to the respect that he's requiring from you? It's all just a tag situation. It's too much and too overwhelming. Everything is just tag. You damn if you do, you damn if you don't. It's too many fucking chiefs, and nobody wants to be Indians. That's the problem, I think, here. Everybody wants to be on the same level. Everybody is not on the same level. Just because a woman can have kids doesn't make her a mother. Just because somebody is this high position in the house doesn't mean that they hire and that can debate an icon. No, there are levels, period. In an establishment, in a lifestyle, in your own life, in a job, in a business. And yes, respect is always required, but it's going too far. It's going too far.
Let me tell you something, Nicole. The only time I have went and ever addressed a judge about anything is when I sit there and I watch two or three battles with my kids, and the judge has not looked at my child once during the battle. I have never once, since I've been mother in the last 2 years of me being mother, ever went up to a judge's panel and asked anybody, why did they chop my child or anything, okay? I just want everybody, and it's not even to talk about on the same level or anything. Respect is due to a motherfucking pig, okay? Respect is due to a pick. It ain't got nothing to do with levels, icon, legend, statement of stars,
you
bitch.
You want to boil down to that, because if you get respect, believe it or not, Kelly.
Nicole, it's just not good.
The respect you is, hi, Kelly, I respect you as a person, this, and that, la, la. Now, when you start to debate with them back and everything, now they don't just feel disrespected. They feel disrespected because now you're trying to come at them as what you see them do. Because
you know what
you're doing, you see them do.
No, you know what it is? You know what it is? This is what it is. We need to drop the legends and the statements and the stars and all of that stuff out the equation. We need to drop all of that out the equation. And everybody needs to respect everybody like we are all in the same age bracket. Maybe Tony and Andre is about the only ones, and James and your father, is the only ones that's older. But I'm 33 years old. I'll be 34 in May. Everybody needs to respect me as an adult, not as a legend, an icon, or a statement, or a star. Respect me as an adult. Okay? Like I said, a respect is due to a motherfucking pig, okay?
Ew, the pig
everybody, 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 everybody deserves respect. Even a 007 deserves respect.
It's not realistic. Thank you. That would be. I feel that. I feel. I'm totally with the respect thing. I am totally, and I'm not, that's not arguing, because make no fucking error, I won't be disrespected. So I'm totally with up there, but it is not realistic when you are dealing with a boardroom that is built upon alliances and this and that, and this one who been out there, yeah, Tony said he's been out since 1982, and then this one that been out to this one. These sometimes people are, they just may be set in their ways, not saying that there is wrong.
Yeah, the ballroom. Yeah, half of the ballroom scene, there's bills on alliances and everything. But half of the people that sit on the alliance ain't got a pot to piss on a window to throw it out.
Well, I can read that. That is true too.
So it's a no-win-win situation. Let me tell you something, Nicole. When we was out, Nicole, and we was Butch Queens, and all this, the things that happened to me as a film queen, bitch, I never seen it happen to any of the motherfucking femme queens when we was out and we was Butch Queens and Butch Queens and drag this thing.
I don't ask for you to do this, but I'm not going to sit here and go through that. I want this Perez Hilton, I want her out. And I don't do that, but I want her out. I'm not going to sit here and look at and watch this. This conversation is too intense and too deep for me to be sitting here debating, and this bitch is plucking my last nerve.
All right, Paris is gone, and comic book, you're gone too. For your little comments as well, and
this is not the show for that night. That's exactly what we're talking about. And y'all sitting in this room, going off and making all this, y'all not helping the situation at all. This is bad. And this is for me, Kelly. To you, like I'm like, you know, I could get past the man and the individual part, but that's gags that they telling you that the cons is waiting for you. That's gags that your son is. No, that's gags. That's too deep.
But the whole situation with the cons, it's slightly resolved with I spoke to James, so the situation is slightly resolved. I spoke to James. The whole situation with the kids and everything in the house of cards, it's squad. It's just the situation with Booty.
Okay.
But like I said, Nicole, I remember when I was a Butch Queen. And I was a Butch Queen in drag. And a Butch Queen would take and utter a rude word of a femme queen. And this one, I was a Butch Queen. We used to attack that motherfucking Butch Queen for even saying anything to Asanaya, Carrie, or Ajane, or any of those girls. Miss Bay.
Kelly? You and I have talked about this, and I've said this to you a million times. Bottom line is, Kelly, you can sit here. And I'm just going to bring it up. You can sit here and keep trying and hoping and praying that you're going to get the same type of respect that a lot of these other girls have gotten. I don't get that respect. You're not going to get that respect. A lot of people are not going to get that respect. That's just the way it is. Unfortunately, you got to go out there and just earn your respect your own way. You know,
and the only way, I know for bitches to respect me and stay the fuck out of my way is for me to knock the motherfucking shit out of them.
Until
motherfuckers start respecting me like they respect everybody else, I'm going to continue to knock motherfuckers, whether I'm a Mizrahi or whether I'm a motherfucking 00 motherfucking 7.
Do we have any callers, Jasmine?
Yeah, let's take some callers.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do with the callers. There's so many people online, and I can only see the first 50 numbers. So if you guys are on the line, press 1. After I take your call, I'm going to hang up on you to make room for the next caller. If I feel that I don't see anybody pressing 1, I'm going to start hanging up on you because you're just listening. That means just hang up and call back in. I'm just bringing the people that are at the bottom, moving them on up so I can see their numbers. So don't say, oh, I'm just, you know, I keep getting hung up on.
Not shade.
Okay?
Not shade.
The first number we're going to take is 347-561. You're on the air with the recap show.
Hi, Jasmine, Nicole, and Kelly.
Hey.
Well, hold on, before you say anything, happy birthday, Kurt.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy
it's Kurt's birthday.
Happy birthday, Kurt.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I want to give a birthday shout out to Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Yes, that's about it. I can't talk too long. I'm at work.
All right. Well, thank
All
you
right,
for listening,
Kurt.
And thank you for our happy birthday shout out.
You go,
we'll talk tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. 336-254. You're on the phone with on the show with the recap.
Hello.
Yes.
I don't even know what to say now. I've just been listening this morning to Ebony. I was just going to comment on some of the stuff that happened this weekend, but, I mean, y'all on a whole different other topic.
You can comment on it, Lawrence. It's open air.
I just wanted to say thank you for my house coming out this weekend. Congratulations to the other years that was given out. Congratulations to myself. Really, that's it. Like, I don't really have too much to say.
Well, congratulations to the House of Ebony and all the support you guys did in North Carolina. That's what Lawrence is saying, if y'all can't hardly hear him because it is kind of loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Lawrence. No, it's not you. It's Kelly's phone.
Yeah, Kelly, when they come in and they talk, maybe you should mute your phone and come back when you start talking because you can hear everything in your background.
All right. Thank you, Lawrence.
All right. Thank you.
Next caller, 704-303. You're on the air with the recap show.
Hello. What's going on? This is Soda Pop Chanel.
Hey, I was
just
hi,
calling.
Soda Pop.
Hi. How you guys doing? I was just calling to say hello to everyone. And this is a new legendary Soda Pop Chanel.
Okay. Congratulations.
Everybody's attention, 13 years now. I want to thank the members that was on my team, Ken, Allure, Boogie Revlon, and Bubby Revlon, and Justin Milan. I want to thank them. They're on my team for the Rumble. I want to thank the, all the kids on the new school team, you know what I'm saying? Without us, it would be no them, but it's vice versa also. So I would like to thank them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just listening in on the show. I do think that a lot of the shit that be going on, I think it could be alleviated, but I think it takes the bigger man to alleviate the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Somebody has to, yeah.
And hold on for
Thank
a second.
So-
no, hello?
Hello?
No, don't hang up the phone. This is Booty. Hello?
Hey, Booty.
Hey. First of all, I want to say, I don't even know why. Whoever called something, you don't have to call no James when it comes to me, okay? James is a grown man. I'm a grown man. The situation that happened last night, I did what I was supposed to motherfucking do. I got up to take up for one of my motherfucking house members who is too fucking small for Kelly to be running up in their goddamn face. That's first of all. Second of all, Kelly, you can go for bear. You can say this and that, but you already know my resume, too. And you know I don't bark down not one motherfucking tree. I've never been scared in my life. Don't plan on being scared, and I welcome any type of motherfucking shit that comes my way with open motherfucking arms. That's second. Third of all, I want to congratulate the House of Con for getting House of the Year in North Carolina and all the other years. Congratulations to Day-Days, the school boards, and whoever else that got other years. I'm not going to sit on this phone, and I'm not going to go back and forth. I'm not going to tongue wrestle because I do have asthma. That I'm not going to do. You understand what I'm saying? I said what I said last night, and I'm not going to bite my motherfucking tongue. She got so many people that don't even like the bitch. I could have blew Miss Kelly's motherfucking head off last night if I wanted to. No, I did not want to do that. I could have blown that bitch to New York if I wanted to. That I did not want to do. She did not even know. It wasn't only Anthony. Bitch's head, bitch, I was packing too. I could have blew the bitch head off. I choose not to do that because I do like Miss Kelly, but I'm not going to back down from Miss Kelly. She was too motherfucking bitch. She pushed one of my motherfucking house members. that's a no-no. I stood up for my house mother just like she said she stand up for her kids. Miss Kelly is a woman. Miss Kelly needs to act like a woman if that's what she wants to do. If she don't want to be a woman, bitch, cut it off your chest and go on. If she don't want to be a motherfucking woman, I'm not going to bite my tongue for no Miss motherfucking Kelly. No, no, I'm not. Miss Kelly thinks she's a bully, and Miss Kelly needs to be stopped. And that's that. However she want to handle this situation, it can be handled. If she wants to handle it nicely, it can be handled nicely. If she wants to act in the ass and try to handle it, oh, and it definitely could be handled that way also. And that's it, Jasmine. Y'all have a nice day.
Good day.
Thank you, Booty. I need a blunt.
I got one. In the name of my legendary brother, call the cops. Call the fucking cops.
Kelly. Kelly. Please tell me she was there.
And you know what? The Lord just worked that out real fine because she
okay,
was.
I don't even think Kelly was there because I'm getting a call from somebody off. I'm getting a call from somebody else in the car. Hold on. Hello?
Ooh, chat room. What's going on? Cream, what you think?
Well, I didn't never put her on hold.
No
where
shade.
Did she go?
Let's, what do y'all think? Father, yes. Oh, my God, Nicole, what?
Okay, tell her to hang up the phone, and I'm going to call her because I
okay,
can't
Lottie
see
Pop.
Her number. Oh, God.
Jasmine, Ballroom Walker, she's next.
Y'all cut it out in the chat room now.
She's
okay,
be
you know what? Y'all chat room, y'all need to really cut it out because about an average of 50 people I do know, all y'all newbies that are coming on here just to see, get all the tea and gossip and attack people, y'all can get blocked real quick, honey.
Well, you're not anyway, and I don't have any time for bricks and stones. You've never built nothing I've been in, so I suggest you keep it moving. Now, back to what I was asking you, chat room. Did y'all hear that? I'm talking to you guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hello. If you know I was not on the motherfucking phone line, if I did not motherfucking say anything.
Hey, dogs, Ebony. What y'all giving? Y'all heard Kelly. She's back.
You know I wasn't on the phone line if I didn't say anything. And like she said, Anthony wasn't the only one that gave him something. Somebody else could have gave him something because I called back in and I heard what he said. I didn't hear everything, but I heard what he said, baby. And I don't need nobody to motherfucking do anything for me, bitch. Like he said, bitch, you know what kills? You know what kills me? That, you know what kills me? You know what? You know what kills me, Miss Thing? That he's been a phony motherfucking faggot, bitch, and want to sit here at East Coast. How you doing, East Coast? Bitch, don't be motherfucking phony to me. Bitch, kiss my motherfucking ass, bitch. If you don't fucking like me, bitch, don't motherfucking speak to me. Because if I don't like you, bitch, I'm not going to motherfucking speak to you at motherfucking all, Miss Thing, okay? Bitch, and like he said, bitch, he can pump motherfucking lead into anything that he wants to. Bitch, you ain't the only one that got a motherfucking fucking gun, bitch, that goes motherfucking black, bitch.
No packing. No packing.
Okay? Because,
like,
bitch,
really stop. For real.
Okay.
I mean, the day that somebody gets shot up in this ballroom is the day
well,
that y'all chop.
Me. I'm not going to have
well, y'all can, you know what? You know, but I don't know when I'm going to have when my phone going to cut off. So please finish taking the rest of the phone calls, baby, because I'm just gagging how bitches just how these motherfucking punk ass motherfucking bitches got so much motherfucking balls and all types of motherfucking shit, bitch. It just motherfucking it tickles my motherfucking pussy, Miss Thang. But
no,
y'all finish taking
the phone. Don't need to go off. This is just your baby. If
No. If my phone get cut off, Jasmine. On her phone from one somebody else in the car, and she'll know I'm off the line. And when I have bars back on my phone, but come on, let's finish taking the phone calls. I'm not even gonna sit here. I'm not even going to sit here and condone that situation and say, because after this weekend was my last time. This weekend was my last time out in the ballroom scene for a while. Kelly is about to focus on Kelly and being Kelly and stop focusing on being Mother Mizrahi, and I'm about to take a hiatus from the ballroom scene for a while. It has nothing to do with what happened this weekend, but it's something that I need to do for myself. I need to cleanse myself from all the negativity and all the motherfucking faggots and all you cokehead sniffing motherfucking bitches that like motherfuckers to piss on you. Yes, you booty. Next caller.
Yeah, well, honey, what are we going to do, honey? Because Andre is on his little hiatus,
okay,
you know, searching, and now you're about to go on one, honey,
and
baby.
And you don't be coming out every place, Jasmine, so I think
and I don't be coming out every place, and Jack is a businessman.
Oh, no, Jack is a businessman, and that's why I have other people that's in the house that is other leaders that is capable of judging and doing things. The girls is not going to see me out in the scene, mistake, but you would definitely be here Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday nights, Miss Faye, giving you the gossip and the recaps and everything, because, you know, the girls will give me the tea, and my kids will be at the ball. I won't be at the ball, but I will definitely be on the phone line.
About the callers, because my phone is ringing. That means that your lines are packed.
Okay. We're going to take the callers. The next caller is 336-327. You're on the air. Hello? 336-327, yes.
Jasmine.
Yes.
How you doing, Jasmine?
Hi.
Hi, this is North Carolina Father Chicken Anthony. And I was just about
Hi,
to call up. I'm just calling in. I want to thank all the Anthony's for kind of support and everybody else that came out and supported the North Carolina Wars Ball in North Carolina.
Okay.
That's all I really have to say.
Thank you, Chicken,
thank you
for calling in.
All right.
The next caller is 404-992. You're on the air.
That's my Norman. Look at this big as shit.
404-992. You're on the phone on the air with the recap show. Okay. 609-656, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, baby.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How are you doing? Question or comment?
From the chat room. Hey, chat room. Yeah, I got a comment. Like, I'm really gagging right now. That somebody, Kelly, and I'm not saying you're a punk or nothing, but you really need to call the popo because that don't make no damn sense for a girl to come on the radio and just take off like that. I would call the popo, and I would take my computer to the police station and replay Blog Talk Radio for the popo.
Take the computer to the police station.
That just said, pick up that computer, take the whole thing to the
police station. That is not cool whatsoever.
But you know what? You don't have to take the computer. Go to iTunes and download the show from iTunes, and you can burn a disc, and you can take the disc to the computer, to the precinct. You ain't got to take your whole computer. Thank you, smartass, for calling in. Get intelligent. Next caller.
Thank you, Lollipop.
Hey, wait, let me say one more thing. Violence is not the answer to everybody on the in the chat room or on the line. Please, please don't turn this into gang life, because it's not gang life. It's gay life. Jesus.
Did they call the mofo fags?
Thank you, Lollipop. The next caller is 347-426. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
baby.
Kelly, Hanukkah.
Hi.
This is the Ebony calling, and I'm just, you know what? I'm not going to say what I really want to say.
No, then you should not call in because we need to hear what you really want to say.
Because I wasn't there, so it's not fair for me to voice my opinion. I was not there. All I have to say is one of the reasons why I don't want wars is because of shit like this that happened. There is a lot of positives in the ballroom scene, but all this fighting and negative, it's going to get nowhere. It's going to make it worse. It's going to get worse. And what example are we setting for the new generation if they see the older generation fighting and want to go back and forth instead of handling like young adults? you know. What are we going? We're going to go to. We're going to continue to fight and threaten. We're not standing as them with the younger generation, and all they're doing is just being with the older generation. You guys are supposed to lead by example, and you're not setting any good example at all. Right or wrong?
I don't know, because that's not I've run and I try to set a very good example.
Not you, Nicole. I'm going based on the conversations. I understand both parties. I understand. But what examples are we setting to the new generation who just seeing all this negative physical attack? You know, you got your kids that want to attack you. I don't understand that.
Anthony, call in. Defend yourself.
He don't need to call in. He don't need to. Thank you, caller, for calling in. He don't need to call in. He just got off the phone with my daughter that's in the car, and he said the booty snatched out of his hand, which is a motherfucking lie, because like I told you, my inner circle that's in that circle over there was there, and they seen him pass it to him. Booty didn't snatch anything from him. He said booty snatched it out of his hand. My ass. You don't need to call in here. My fucking ass. Okay, next caller.
347-484, you're on the air with the recap show.
Yo, what's poppin'? Let's see y'all. I'm on.
What's that on?
That can't see. Where the fuck
you at? Danny, we could hardly hear you, sweetie.
Because his phone broke up because we right behind each other. His phone is breaking up like mine is also.
Oh, okay. Danny, you there?
I just want to say about people with threats, everybody should stop that threatening stuff because it's not even for. People don't even know what's going on. People don't, other people, like y'all say, y'all got the leaders talking about one thing and then not showing the difference for the new people. Like, I'm a newcomer. I just started walking the boardroom scene. Like, y'all don't even know what other people are capable of. Y'all don't know what people can do at the end of the day. Like, y'all say y'all bringing up guns and shit in the boardroom, seem over a bull bringing up guns. Like, come on, if y'all want to bring it to the streets and the hoodness, people can do that every day. People are born every day. People got family. You never know where people's backgrounds, you never know where people come from. Stop acting like y'all gangsters and come things y'all not. Be the faggots that y'all are.
All right, Danny, honey. You're breaking up. Okay, sweetie, thank you.
The headquarters breaking up. They right behind me in that truck.
Next caller, 757-292, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody, this is Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, I hear a lot of hurt in a lot of voices. Kelly, I think you're letting your betrayal, people betraying you, make you very bitter. People do that. They jump ship from one to the next. You already know that, but your hurt is showing. And I know you reading and y'all going back and forth. But one thing that is really just shocked me just now was the mentioning of guns. You know, my son was just recently murdered, shot in the back, and over somebody hating on him, just because he was just a good kid and just had fun, everybody liked him. But you just, this is really, really going too far. So now what? People like myself, I can't afford to go to a ball and come back home in a box. I can't do that. I have other children. I have a grandson. You have people out here who work and go to school, and they don't want to come home to their mother in a box because when somebody aims at somebody else, and they get shot, innocent bystander bullshit. But the common theme to me is people, like what Booty was saying, the other people were saying they don't like Kelly, whatever. I'm sure they're kikiing in your face too. But you got to step back and just breathe, Kelly. Breathe. Everybody that kikis with you, you already know, is not for you. That's you learn that in third grade.
But you know what it is, Susan? I don't kiki with anybody that's not in my inner circle. Bitches might come up to me and speak to me and run up to me and old East Coast and, hey, Kelly, how you doing? I don't kiki with anybody or socialize with anybody that's not in my circle. If you're not in my circle, you're not around me. okay? And the only people that's actually around me that I kiki with and I roll hard with is my house members and my gay kids that may be in other houses. I don't kiki with
them. I know this about you, but
I'm not phoning.
But Kelly, this is what I'm saying. Like with man, despite what he was saying, when you read between the lines, both of you have a lot of respect for each other, but if something is fractured in your relationship, and instead of healing it, you all are limping around, wondering why it's still hurting. Somebody needs to reset the fracture. And Tony was trying
to
do
it. Oh, well, I'm not even worried about the man situation. Me and man
I'm speaking in general. You may have a lot of mans in your life. It may not just be man prodigy, but it could be a lot of situations in your life. But something is definitely fractured, and you're hurt. Because people are coming for you for really, I mean, if you the way you're explaining
you
things
like that, you knew what I think Susan is trying to say, bitch, and this is the real. It's to back up, cut yourself open, ask yourself some questions, reevaluate your situation, but not just your situation and the people that are around you. You find out where your pain is coming from. Find out what makes you go boom. Get in to Kelly.
But part of it, she's expecting people to be as real with her as she is with them, and that ain't gonna happen.
That's not realistic.
This is just not gonna happen. But the bitterness is taking over because you keep getting disappointed time after time after time, and you're gagging now, and it shows everywhere. It's just like you're just bleeding profusely, and you need to stop the bleeding. And if it means take a hiatus or whatever, do Kelly. Trust me.
After tomorrow night's show, I'm going to do Kelly. After tomorrow night's show, I'm going to do Kelly for a minute, and it's going to be all about Kelly and making sure Kelly is right. And I'm going to sit back and evaluate my whole circle, everyone that's in my circle, and everyone that's out my circle that sits here and speaks to me. I'm going to evaluate all of that. And when I come back, I'll have a whole new attitude.
And pray, Kelly, because I'm going to tell you, once you get connected with God and he start pointing out your friends, nobody can tell you.
Amen.
If God don't say that's your friend, baby, that don't mean you had to treat them some type of way, but you have to understand that there's a fence in between you and them, and don't let them cross that fence. And
but you know what? But did you know what it is? Let me tell you. Let me tell y'all something. I want to tell y'all this while y'all on the phone, because y'all all three of y'all know me, and everybody that's on the phone line. This is why when y'all see me at the balls, do you see this whole situation that just happened with me and Booty? When y'all see me at the balls and I got my face screwed up and I'm looking mean and I look like I don't want nobody to come over to me and I don't want nobody around me, this is exactly why I look like a bitch and I act the way I act, because I don't like people around me or people getting to fucking know me, because people think they get to know you and the bitches want to stab you in your back. This is
why
I'm bitch that I am.
That's true.
See,
but what I'm saying is, at this point in the time now, Kelly, it's created a lot of bitterness, and you are so hurt, you are so fractured, you need to heal Kelly. And then don't let anyone else get in there again that doesn't belong in your inner circle. You got a clean house. But thank you, Jasmine. Yep.
I'm
not going to keep you all. Thank you. If Kelly has to step aside, you got people in this house that need training. This show started out as Lessons with the Icon. Get back to teaching people what the ballroom is really supposed to be about. Mm-hmm. And I'm out. Right. And I thank you.
Thank you.
347-891, you are on the air with the recap show.
347-891, you on the air.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Just go to the next caller. They not. That's one of the people in the car. They don't want to talk.
I just hung up on them. Sitting.
Oh, okay.
404-587, you're on the air. 404-587, you're on the air.
Oh.
Okay, goodbye. 3, we're going to hold off on you for 1 second, sister. Private caller, we are on the air.
Hello. Am I over there? Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Mother Cobra NYC.
Is it so?
Yes, it is. Mother Cobra NYC.
What's going on,
Mother Cobra? You know, I feel where Kelly's coming from. There's too many backstabbers in the scene, and they all are me. And Mother Love, that was just on the line, you know, drink a cobra. That make you feel good. It make you feel nice.
Okay, thank you for calling in. You have a nice day. God bless you.
Always a dumb one, honey.
Next caller, Jazz. I'm gonna fuck her up, Mother Cobra.
Wait a minute.
If I'm hanging up on you, I'm making room for more people, so please call back.
Yes. Well, you know what? I just want to say one thing.
If you're on the line, press 1. We're clearing the lines for people to also be able to press 1. And if you have something to say, you should be pressing 1 now.
I just want to say something to everybody. Anybody that knows me, anybody that truly, 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 truly knows me outside of the fucking scene, bitch, they know that I am soft as a motherfucking teddy bear. And I am so nice and so humble, bitch.
You are a teddy bear, man.
And so, shut up. And I'm so nice and I'm so humble. And I open my doors, I open my pocketbook or anything to anybody. And I am so nice. But then when I come in the scene, I have to be a motherfucker. I have to be a cobra and have motherfucking skin as motherfucking as steel. Because this is how it is. This is how the scene makes you. The scene made me into the person that I am. Made me so motherfucking bitter and have motherfucking skin as tough as motherfucking
leather. I just caught something, Zip. So you trying to say that you in the house of Cobra? So that caller, you know her?
What?
Wait, you trying to say you in the house of Cobra? Because that was
not
Cobra.
I'm not in the house of Cobra. But that's the way the girls made me. That's the way it is. And Nicole, you can vouch for this and say, the girls make you build up these walls. Okay?
No,
I never had these walls up when I came into the scene. If you look at any ballroom tapes of me back in the days when I first came out, I used to be sitting on the front, on the sideline, sitting there gagging. Never said anything to anybody. People can tell you, Cabbage can even vouch for that. I never said anything for years, Miss Day. Then the girl started trying me, Miss Day.
They're going to say the same for me, honey. I was all over the place.
All right, we got a whole bunch of called nuke bags.
Okay, well, go ahead and get them.
Send them through.
313-608, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. This is Eric Eminence, legendary father Eric Eminence.
Hey, Eric.
What's going on? Kelly, I have listened to this show, and I'm utterly, utterly in shock because I found that, you know, we have some similarities in regards to a lot of disappointments. And based on what Susan was saying, I was like, oh, my God. But with me, I've never been a girlfriend. I've always kept to myself. I enjoy the scene for what I get out of the scene. And I limit my association. Seriously, I limit my association. And I can also understand because now I'm kind of sort of gravitating to kind of sort of what you're going through right now. I'm sure you already can tell. But I just want to say I just have a newfound when I say a newfound respect for you, Kelly, I was waiting to see you at the next ball after this show because I was definitely going to speak to you about certain things. So I just wanted to say keep your head up, Kelly. Don't let nobody change who you are. I am a humble, humble person, and I'm going to forever be a humble person in and out of this thing. Keep your head up. Stay strong.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank
Next
you.
Caller, 443-682, you're on the air. 443-682, you're on the air.
Okay, I guess not. Next caller, please.
Are you there?
Oh. I'm like, girl, who's in charge of the girl?
Some bitch's girl. Hello, caller, are you there, caller?
Who's in charge of the girls? Tell us who's in charge.
You ain't getting this number on that radio show.
Tell us who's in charge of the girls. You're already on the radio show. Now you're off.
843-609 the air.
Hello?
Yes, you on the air, baby.
Yo, what's up? This is Keen Murder. I was trying to talk to the whole thing. Congrats to the Rose Barber there. That was my first time.
Okay, I know. That's right. Congratulations, baby.
Thank you. I do want to give a shout-out to the Alpha Murder.
I know that's right. Big up to Murder, honey.
Yo, what's up, Murder? You know, you already know what it's up. It's the boy, you know, Keith.
Okay, thank you.
I'm my Murder.
504-38.
Hello?
504. Yes, you on the air.
Yeah, this is Feminine.
What's up, Feminine?
That's Feminine Destruction?
Yes!
Oh, my God, Miss Feminine Destruction, this is me, Nicole Eichel. I can't wait. My brother told me how much he loved you so much, so I decided to go do my history. Bitch, you bogs down, and I love that shoulder shake move that you do. That is your signature. I love your fucking performance. I really gagged yesterday as I did your research, your whole history, and you bogue down.
Who's this?
Hi.
Who's this? That's Nicole Icard.
Oh,
thank you.
You vote down. I really gagged. You vote down. You vote down.
I'm Ms. Kelly still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm here.
I just called to say, I think you need to really grow the fuck up.
You're too old, Ms. Kelly. How long have you been doing this?
That's sad. Like, it really is. I don't want to get your call and trying to get through to just tell you you're sad.
No shade to everybody else, but you need to grow the fuck up. You're too big for that. What's wrong with you?
Miss Tang, bye. That's not even Feminine Destruction. Bye. That bitch is destructive.
Oh, God. I take that back, you bitch. You dirty bitch. What's wrong? I just thought you... Oh, God. Stacey, oh, where's Feminine Destruction at? Well, I hope she gets her shout out because it was over.
Okay, that's caller.
Quickly.
Somebody said that is her. They're saying that is her in the chat room.
That was not Feminine Destruction, trust me. I know, that was not Feminine Destruction.
All right, that's pretty much all the callers. Salvin, you are on the air now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. I just got some questions to ask. When my child was sitting over there, right, Kelly?
Yeah.
Y'all told him to move, right?
Yeah, we told him to move.
How did y'all tell him to move?
They pulled his pants leg and they said, "Could you move to the side?" He scooched over, and that's when Camaro threw the bottle, and that's when I got up and tapped him on his shoulder. You know I'm heavy-handed. So he thought it was, you know, and then that's when he jumped and raided his face.
Okay, now could I say something? Now, just like you said, you tapped him, and you tapped him hard. Now, the thing that you got to understand is, like, if you tap me, like, the problem is that, like, how you pushed me at Jasmine's ball. Me and you are sisters. So I know that you're not going to mean no harm to me. So we got this clear, right? When a person, like, this is not your girlfriend and this is not your sister, of course they're going to feel a certain way. Because when I asked him, when I saw all of it was going on, I didn't actually see what was going on. Only thing I know, I just saw him. And I asked him, I go, what is wrong? Like, why are you going off? Out of everybody, why are you the one that's going off? And his exact words was that y'all had tried him. And then he got ready. Somebody, one of the Mizrahis, had threw the water. Now, this all would have got cleared if somebody would have had said from the Mizrahis that Camaro threw this water. See, a lot of people...
Hold on, Kool Aid. You know what? You know, let me break this down to you, right? Because I'm going to be real about the situation, right? Because I felt some type of way about the situation. All of this would have been clarified, right? All of this would have been clarified and rectified if asked for me and you being sister to sister, and you and they ask you why you're not going over there to say anything to the situation, for you to take and come over and ask what happened with the situation and say you're not getting involved with it, regardless of how long you have been a con, regardless of how long you have been a Miss White. Listen, hold on. Regardless of how long you've been a car, so regardless of how long you've been a Miss Rahi, I've been your sister many of years. If you would have came over and asked what happened and said you wasn't getting involved in the situation, then the whole situation would have got rectified. And that's the problem that I had. That's the problem.
When I said I wasn't getting involved was when you and Booty got out of hand. Like I said, when I was sitting there, I just saw everybody just going off, and I didn't know what was going on. But I saw the main one going off, and I asked him, I go, why are you going off? What is going on? And that's when he told me. And when he told me, that after that, after y'all gave him, telling him to move, I guess the way I y'all told him to move, he didn't like it, and what triggered it more was the water. You know, at the end of the day, and I'm going to keep it real with you, you know, you're my sister. Just like Nicole is my daughter, just like Jazz is my sister. You know, I don't take it to another level unless if it's out of hand. Even though I know that you got it, like Thomas River, Nicole's on the phone. Nicole has told you. Anytime Nicole has gotten to something, sometimes I don't even listen to the situation, closes off, that's my daughter. You know what I'm saying? But when it came down to you and Booty, it really got out of hand. And that's what made me say, I'm not getting involved with that. Because at the end of the day, even though I was a Mizrahi, you know, I got love for y'all. Just like I'm a car now, I got love for them. Anyway you put it, I am in the middle. I wasn't getting in the middle of y'all two. Because y'all two took it to another level.
Let me tell you something, right, Kool-Aid. You have been my sister, just like Nicole has been my sister, just like Jazz has been my sister and everybody else. There is no middle to with me when it comes to people that's in my circle. There is no middle with me. Everybody is in my circle. There's no middle. There's no end. Everybody is in the middle with me, and that's my loyalty to everybody. And if everybody cannot be loyal like that to me, then I don't think I need to be friends with anybody, because there's no middle when it comes to me. At all. I'm a sense of bitch, and a bitch asks me for anything. A bitch motherfucking going at it with anybody. I'm going to ride or die for my motherfucking circle because I'm a loyal-ass motherfucking bitch. There's no middle, there's no circle, there's no nothing with me.
But that's the thing. The part that you're not understanding is, like I said, and I said again, yes, you are my sister for life. And your name is on my body. So let's get this clear and let's get this correct. So it ain't like I'm not no motherfucking true sister, because if you really want to get into it, I got your name before your kids got your name. So let's get all this clear. Before your kids even came, just like when your grandmother passed, just like my mother passed. So let's really talk about the sisterhood, okay? Because I'm not no girlfriend, I'm your sister. So let's really get into this hood. Like I said, and I say it again, when it comes down to the Mizrahis, yes, they are my family, but I am a con now, okay? Just like I said, when y'all two got out of hand, if I could not stop it, there's nothing else I can do, okay? And it wasn't like I did not try to stop it, because I told everybody to stop. But if I'm stopping you and I'm stopping Booty, what about the rest of them? What about the rest of them cars? What about the rest of them is right? Just like prime example. I can't, if it was another house, and I'm going to keep it real with you. If that house is not calm, why should I be calm? Like, you really got to understand this situation. Just like, I understand what you're saying, but you got to see where I'm coming from. It's not like I'm a auger. It's not like I'm a prodigy. I am a con. Even though I'm not a Mizrahi, but that's where my family is at. I know you're not expecting me to fight my cause, just like I can't see me fighting Mizrahi. But you really have to understand this situation. And like, just like I said, I'm your sister for life. And if you don't know that by now, then I guess we was never sisters. And it is what it is. Right is right, wrong is wrong. You know something? Like I said, it could have been many of ways things could have been stopped. It wasn't like, and I'm going to be honest with you, it wasn't like the Mizrahis brought a table. If you really want to get into it, if that's the case, everybody should be fighting. Do you know how many people that I have seen that have brought a table? And another, prime example, I'm going to use Rodney Millard. You know how many times everybody has more tables, and I have King Rocky, has Cheddar, everybody else at the table, out of friendship or whatever. Ain't nobody bought no table. It really wasn't that serious. And they just, like you said, out of your own mouth, you tapped them hard. So, of course, if this child don't know you, of course, she's going to throw it away. Then, at the end of the day, if he moves, and here comes a bottle of water, like...
The bottle of water came first.
Okay, but anyway you put it, it was still double jeopardy shame. Anyway you put it, your child's not going to take it like how me and you would take it. Me and you as sisters. So if it was to ever happen that way, of course. Just like everybody said, oh, did you see how Kelly pushed you, da-da-da? Just like I said, y'all don't have that understanding. We don't, me and you have that understanding. Just like me and Jasmine, like Palm example, I woke up Jasmine in the afternoon. Jasmine ain't never went off on me. That's the very first time that Jasmine has ever went off on me, period. But at the end of the day, that's still my sister. We're not girlfriends. We are sisters. Just like Nicole is my daughter. No matter what we go through, you're still a part of me. And at the end of the day, when you do that up, your grandma's sisters. Because at the end of the day, I'm sitting here saying, bitch, your grandmother died. My mother died. You was actually there. She and my mother lay cold. You can't never tell me we're not sisters. At the end of the day, your name is tattooed on my body before my mother died. Now, if you want to put your kids and all that in front of me, it's no shade towards none of them. None of them come stand next to me. I don't give a fuck how much they give you. I don't give a fuck how much they lay with you or whatever. The way how I see it, no one can stand next to me. Mizrahis, no Mizrahis, any other houses. Because like I said, me and you have a bond. So like I said, the only thing I can do, yeah, I did try to stop you and Booty because y'all two was the one
You tried to stop being Booty, but you could have went outside with Kool-Aid. You was the
And I'm going to tell you why, And I'm going to keep it real with you. Like I said, I tried to stop us inside. Like I said, and I say it again. If I tried to stop it inside, and I couldn't stop it inside, what makes you think it up? So that means that when I go outside, what am I supposed to do? If I couldn't stop it inside when it started, I cannot stop it outside. Because now at the end of the day, you and Booty going at it. That's what means your kids, that you said that your kids and your family. Now, mind you, you got your kids, and you got your house kids. So now, here it goes. Everybody is going at it. So now I'm supposed to be the one now to be given the superhero. I can't stop all this, y'all. Then at the end of the day, I don't know where the gun and all this other stuff came from. So that means now I don't took a bullet or got stung.
Okay, Kool-Aid. Hold on, Kool-Aid, because this is my thing with you, right? This is my thing with the whole situation. Is that with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are the overseer of the house of cards. If you can't go outside and tell your kids that the situation is not going to happen right now to get in their fucking cars and go where the fuck they got to go, they say, why are you over the cards if they're not going to fucking listen to you and respect what you say?
Hold on, Nicole. But when you went outside, did anybody fight?
No, when you went outside because, you know why nobody did a fight? Because the cars thought, I had people in my circle that was over there in that area. The car's truck was parked over there in the parking lot, but I was parked right in the front door of the car. That's why we did a fight, because my car wasn't over there.
Okay, now you know what? Let me say something.
Nicole, thank you. Now, like I said, and I say it again, and I'm not going to change nothing. Like I said, if I tried to stop your inside, and I couldn't control both sides, so it didn't matter at the end of the day what I was. At the end of the day, I was a person. It didn't matter if I was an overseer. It didn't matter if I was a Mizrahi. At the end of the day, I was Shelvin. Shelvin tried to stop both of y'all two. Okay? Y'all two got out of here. Obviously, if a gun came in it, I don't know where the gun from because I'm not saying it was there, or a stinger, I'm not standing in between of that. For you, for Booty, Corey, bitch, it could have been Pepper LaBeija, and it could have been Dorian Corey. Selvin's not taking no bullet. Just like Selvin's not taking no stinger for no one. At the end of the day, this is when it comes up to me, because at the end of the day, if anything happens to me, what can y'all tell my family? So just like I said, if I couldn't stop inside when it happened, how the hell was y'all expecting me to stop it outside? So that means now I got to go from Booty to BJ to Diego to Whoopi to Cassandra to your mother. How? How is it? It's impossible. It's impossible.
Well, the only thing I know, like I said to my kids when they were standing outside and they was waiting for the situation to happen.
At the end of the day, Kelly, you know your kids, and I'm going to keep it real with you. You know your kids ain't going to stand there and let you fight, just like they not going to stand there and let you fight.
I know they're not going to stand there and let me fight, but Kool-Aid, I told my kids to get in the car, and they got in the car.
At the end of the day, how would you expect me to stop that? If I couldn't stop it inside, how would I want to stop it outside? If it's spotted inside, that's where it should have been stopped. Not wait till I get outside and then stop it. That's the thing that I don't understand. You expected me to stop something from outside when it happened inside. I did try to stop. I could see if I was just sitting there and not doing nothing at all. I could see if I was just sitting there paying it. I could see if I was sitting there cheering it on. At the end of the day, the part that y'all got to understand is that I am in the middle. Anywhere you put it, I am in the middle. No matter what I am, I'm still in the middle. It's a difference, like I said, and I'll say it again. It is a difference if I was an Aga or a Prodigy or somebody else. And I'm not going to lie to the cause. Yes, then I can honestly see me on my sister's side. Yes, I can. But at the end of the day, I am a con now. So I am in the middle, regardless or not. No matter what I am, I'm still in the middle.
And
do I want to see
go
at it?
That's why I
went
and go down.
At the end of the day, do I like that? Did I like it? No. I was very disappointed, very hurt. I didn't even want to see it. I'm going to be honest with you, and I even told Vaughn Allure. And that was in front of Jack. I said, even if they start, I'm getting in the car with Vaughn, and I'm going.
And at the end of the day, you're Khan, and you're my sister, and I met James Khan through you, and James Khan called me, and he squashed the situation, but you're my sister, and I met James through you over 2 years ago.
Wait, say that again. I didn't hear you. What happened?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I said, you're my sister. I met James Khan through you over 2 years ago. James Khan called me, and James Khan squashed the situation, but you're my sister.
The whole situation
with the kids and me and that child going at it, it squashed with the situation. And I told James about the situation with me and Booty. All of them with the kids and everything, all of that squashed.
You can sit there and say it's squashed. It's not squashed. If the car and Ms. Wright, it don't matter. It could be two Ms. Wright and two cars. If y'all are going at it, even if you and Booty was to go out there and fight, it's not over with. So at the end of the day, yes, James is who he is, and I'm not taking nothing away from it, but it's not handled.
Well, at the end of the day,
y'all two is the two that's still going at it. It's a difference if no one is going at it, then the problem is solved.
Well, at the end of the day, I'm going on hiatus, and so when I come back, whatever happens, it happens.
But whatever happens, like what? Because I'm going to be honest with you, if you go on hiatus and you come back, it shouldn't be nothing near.
You never know, Ms. Thane. You never know. Tony, you just heard what Tony said, Ms. Thane. The girls hold and build up hostility and anger in, Ms. Thane. And Booty's been holding. And Booty's been holding this in for the longest because he hasn't been liking me for years. But he speaks to me every time he sees me. He's sipping cigarettes for me. He's been picking cigarettes for me on the judges' panel. We on the judges' panel. But he hasn't been liking me for years.
Charlie, if you really want to get into it, it's a lot of motherfuckers that don't like me.
okay? And I'm going to keep it real with you. It's a lot of motherfuckers that don't like me. Just like there's a lot of motherfuckers that can't stand me. Just there's a lot of motherfuckers that hate me. But at the end of the day, I don't let none of them stop me because that's what makes me who I am today. Bitches that don't hate me, those are the ones I really live for. The ones that used to read me, call me knots or whatever, I am proud to be that knot. Because look at this knot today. At the end of my motherfucking day, my family, who's around me, is more important. If I keep sitting there worrying about them, then, baby, I need to leave this completely alone.
Baby,
at the end of the day, Kelly, you knew what this was giving in the beginning. When you got your first hate on, you know who your real family is, so that you know who your real sisters and brothers are.
I'm gonna tell everybody in radio one thing. If it wasn't for the Shoshanas and the Little Mamas and the Tyshawns and the Dannys and the Corys and the Imanis and the Whippies and all these young girls that's in my house now and that was in my house, I would not fuck with the ballroom scene. I would have been left the ballroom scene a fucking. But the young kids that's in my house is the reason that I'm still in the ballroom scene. I would have been left the ballroom scene alone because it's a crock of shit and it's a bald motherfucking shit, bitch. That's what the fuck it is.
No, it ends your personal relationships. It basically sends all of it down the drain. Now we all are dealing with each other from a different aspect. It's a fool. It's a fool.
At the end of the day, like I said, and I say it again, I don't know who to trust when it comes to these girls. Just like if it comes down to a loving situation, I don't know who to trust. You know what I'm saying? You got some girls that just want to be in it because of who you are. You got some girls that want to be in it because they want to catch up to you. You got some girls that think they're just already there. It's so much in this shit. Kelly, you've been out for years. You already know what it gives. So even at the end of the day, if Booty was saying whatever he said, you and Booty ain't close like that. You and Booty ain't even close like that. So if you didn't even think that was your sister or anything, then that was your villain. That wasn't his. She's like, there's no shade. That's like what anybody that's in me. That's like the people that's on the phone now. Bitch, I know who's close to me and I know who's not close to me when it comes to them girls outside. These girls want to go and tell me why you shady. I'm not shady. I'm just me. I'm just not fake with it, and I'm not phony with it. If I feel a certain way, I want to tell you. Just like if you're my sister, if you feel that a certain way, bitch, or whatever, you're supposed to be my sister, and you're going to come to me. You're the one that's going to keep it real with me. I don't worry about them outside people at the end of the day. Me and Booty has also went through our ups and downs. But we have an understanding. We have a respect level. I know how far to go with him just like he knows how far to go with me. And that goes for anybody else on any other houses. Just like when it comes to the situation with the House of Allure. It's done with me. It's gone. I know who's
right,
close to me. I know
all
who's
right.
not.
Salvin,
just all
listen.
The other let it go. It's done.
Salvin. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Why is nobody saying they can hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Salvin. Is she gone?
She by the airport of North Carolina. She by the airport of North Carolina. She by North Carolina.
She right there.
Salvin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Okay. Bottom line is, do you understand where Kelly's coming from as far as her pain
it's not
and her
that,
right now?
I'm going to be honest with you. I never said that I did not understand
okay.
my sister.
Okay.
I never
so
said
you
that I did
understand. At least you understand, and I think people understand your situation as well. And, I mean, the bottom line is it's just going too far. I think it's going too far, but I think that, you know, the whole thing is when you got people threatening to kill somebody and threatening with guns and all that stuff, there has to be a point because Mizrahi is not really our name and Khan is really not your name. I mean, you're
so like
you're,
I said, Jasmine, I never saw no gun, and I never saw no
gun. That wasn't nothing about no gun, dear. That was just a statement that he made today. And Ms. Harris said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm not going to keep giving no gun, no life either. Ain't no bullet, silver bullet, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We're not going to even keep encouraging that gun stuff and all of that. Throw that right out the window where it came from, because it's not important. It's not. I don't think it's going to make any scared. It doesn't scare me. It doesn't scare anybody. And anybody that's shooting it shouldn't be doing it. Just throw that out the window. And the whole thing where she's going off at and she think, and I'm going to have to say this to you, mother, I'm with Kelly with that. And this is this. Basically, you're telling me now that I am going to, if I have a problem and I am right, too, you're telling me that I won't get your full attention 100% because you're now
The purpose you're not understanding, like I said, and I'm going to repeat this again so I think everybody can get this clearly. It was not never like one time I just sat there and watched it go on. So we got this part clear. Am I correct? We got this part clear?
Okay, go on.
When I got up, I was talking to my child, okay? I asked him what was going on, because like I said, he was the one that was mainly going off. As I was speaking to him, that's when I saw Booty and Kelly going at it. I tried to stop it. It wasn't like I was the only one that tried to stop it. You had Ms. Rice holding Ms. Rice, and you had cars holding cars.
Oh, my God.
Okay? When it gets to a point, when it gets to a point where somebody's about to break loose and start to swing, Sheldon is not standing there to get knocked on either side. When it gets to that part, there's nothing you can do after. That's the same with Nicole. I'm going to keep it real with you. If I'm about to fight somebody,
what?
If you are in the middle, it is no shame because I can only speak for me. I'm not thinking about you. I'm thinking about getting to that motherfucker. Just like that motherfucker is thinking about getting to me. At the end of the day, it don't matter who hits who first. If I hit you, then you got knocked. And by that time, if I'm already blanked out, I might don't even remember me knocking you.
So that means there's no respect for you.
Hold on. Like I said, and I say it again. If I did try to stop it, and it's out of my control, I can't get in the middle of that.
Well, that means the bottom line is there's no respect for you. That's basic. If anybody going to hit between...
Well, if that's the case, there was no respect on both sides because I asked both to stop. So let's really get into this. And if you want to talk about respect, and if you want to talk about girlfriend and sister, the sister got up, just like the house member got up and told both parties to stop. So if it was any respect, it should have been respect then. So like I said, it was not like I sat down as a sister, and it wasn't like I sat down as a member, and it wasn't like I just sat down and paid the whole situation. I got up for both parties. I got up because that's my sister, and I got up because that's my member. And I asked them both to stop. So if they don't stop, don't you think that's disrespecting me?
Right. I just said, that's what I said. I said, obviously, that
nobody then you can't take no sides. Because at the end of the day, they both are a part of me. So if I ask them to stop, it goes into what I said, and I say it again. If I ask them to stop and I try to stop it, y'all are disrespecting me. So now it's out of my hands if it's getting out of control. So if you want to look at this situation, look at it fully. Because you can't take no side. Because that's the same way if you're getting up, that's the same way I'm your mother, but you're in the house of Icon. And me and Jada is about to go at it.
Okay, hold on. Let me cut you off. I'm just using it as an example.
If you are saying to me,
I'm using it as an example,
Nicole. The part that I'm trying to get to you is the respect part. If you are saying to me, Mom, no fighting, stop that, and you're saying to James the same thing. Out of respect for you, I'm not going to cut her. But at the end of the day, if I'm already blanked out, I'm not going to even think about you.
All right, listen, we got to continue with the show. Salvin, you know how she feels. Kelly, you know how he feels. Y'all need to talk to each other about it. I'm moving on because it's getting drained, and Salvin is gone or he's there sitting on the side. You guys just need to talk about it, bottom line, and let's just leave it at that. Kelly, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Next caller, 347-891. You're on the air.
I don't have anything to say. I'm just over this tight ass girl, honey.
Oh, shit. I am going to hurt you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You say it. She's still there, Jasmine.
Who's there? Oh, I said I did it. I did do it. How is she still there?
Oh, I'm still here.
Not you.
Not you.
Oh.
Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah. How close are you to New York, girl?
What'd you say?
You know, I said, how close are you to New York? You know it's raining down here.
Oh, I know it's raining. It's raining here on the highway. I'm at exit 9 right now on the turnpike.
Oh, so you're on your way in.
Yeah. I'll be in my house at 3 o'clock.
Well, callers, I would love to hear what y'all have to say. Y'all all on the line. The chat room is still pretty packed.
No, nobody pressed one, and the numbers have pretty much dropped. We do got 15 more minutes until the show is over with, but,
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, we all knew it was going to be that type of show tonight.
Good. Well, let's come in peace tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow we are not recapping this weekend. Tomorrow we are not going to even talk about all this stuff that has happened. Tomorrow is going to be our one-year anniversary where we stuck together and gave you a show for the past year, honey.
Yes. Well,
we stuck to it. We didn't give up on you. We didn't take no breaks. We didn't take no nothing. We may have been gone for a day or so, but
okay.
we still came on here. We argued. We fussed. We brought house business on the line. We brought personal business on the line. We brought yacht business on the line, but we're still here. A place for you guys to come out and vent. A place where you guys can recap what happened at the balls the past weekend, and for the people that didn't attend. Sometimes we try to have a positive show, and some of y'all didn't listen, but somebody, one or two people, did listen. And we had a lot of things that we talked about this past year. We had a lot of special guests, a lot of arguing, fussing and reading, a lot of positive stuff as well. And tomorrow, that's what we're going to talk about.
Yes, we're definitely gonna talk about that tomorrow.
Yes, positive ballroom walker, positive. You know what that means? You pretty
much know. I kicked ballroom walker. I don't know how he got back in.
Still right there, and now I'm about to commit to reading this tired, disgusting faggot that's been sitting there writing in red all motherfucking night. Do you know what that red means? You shouldn't be using it, you brick.
But you know what? The only thing I can say to everybody is that, you know, because my son's falling asleep, so, you know, I'm about to have him pull over so I can drive. But the only thing I can say to everybody is that I love you all, Miss Bang. I love you all for loving me. And to all my haters and all my people that's out there that's drinking haterade, Miss Bang, y'all make me stronger and y'all keep me going. And I love y'all all, Miss Bang. I love you, Jasmine. I love you, Nicole. I love Andre. I love Cooley. I love Jake. I love the whole house of Miss Wright. I respect the house of Carl, Miss Bang, just like I respect the house of Revlon. The same way I respect the house of Prodigy and every other house that's out there, Miss Bang.
And the only thing I ask for everybody is to respect me the same way I respect you. If you don't like me and you don't see me and you don't use me, just stay out my way and I'll stay out your way. Please don't be funny to me when I do decide to come back out of the scene. If you don't like me, stay away from me. Tomorrow night, we will definitely be back here to recap the motherfucking whole year that we have been here, Miss Thang. The whole original cast will be back on the line tomorrow, Miss Thang. So definitely, bitches, tune the fuck in. And whatever you do, practice safe sex and definitely wrap it up. Because there's a lot of girls running around here in the ballroom scene and outside the ballroom scene with shit, and they're trying to give it to you, girls. So wrap up. I love you, Jasmine, and I love you, Nicole. Y'all take it away, and Jasmine, I'll call you as soon as I get in the house because I'm in the I'm in the motherfucking rest stop. I got to drive.
All right, get home safely.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Nicole.
Well, it's these people. This has been a show tonight. I hope there's something good that's going to come up out of it from everybody, because it's a fool. It's getting too deep and it's getting too personal where people are starting to hurt each other. I think everybody's entitled to their own opinion, whether it be judging or how they feel about a person, but everyone is entitled to respect. We can't change everybody. We only can change ourselves. So, I mean, you can't get everybody to do what you want them to do. You can't get everybody to make them feel how you would like them to feel. But you have all the control on how you feel and what your actions do and what you give. So I hope out of this whole night, we can all dead it in tomorrow's birthday time. Well, today is birthday time. And we can just go ahead and celebrate that. And chat room, I love all of y'all. I've had a long night. I'm going to smoke a blunt and collect these calls that's going to come. Jasmine, I love you. I am out. Chat room, I love everybody. And for real, everybody be safe. Pack up. Well, yeah, make sure everybody pack up. And let's try to stop all this bitterness, because it's going to be over if we don't. I see y'all tomorrow.
All right, guys, I'm ending the show now. See you guys tomorrow. Call your girlfriends, because we're going to have some special guests, people you guys haven't heard from in a while, on the show. So we have a pretty good lineup for tomorrow. And again, hopefully we can just do something to end all this madness. And, you know, I pray to God that nobody gets hurt in the long run. You guys have a good night. Be safe, and we will talk tomorrow. Good night.
I'm kicking down a donut. I'ma be up in the club. doing whatever I like. I'ma be popping that bubbly, cooling and living that good life. Oh, let's make this last forever. Party and we'll chill together. On and 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 on. I'ma be rocking like this. What? Y'all niggas want to talk shit? What? Why don't you put it on the blog, nigga? Rocking like this is my job, nigga. We can't help that we popular, and all these folks wanna flock to us. Come to a show and just rock with us. A million plus with binoculars. I'ma be living that good life. I'ma be living that good, good. I'ma be living that good life. I'ma be living that good, good.
Into the light, I won't be long to your sun. Your fire is burning my mind.